This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump announced Saturday that his scandal-plagued Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke, would be leaving his administration at the end of the year. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, Zinke is the latest of several administration officials exiting the Trump White House.
The man who brought Christmas back to America.
President Trump announced on Twitter that Ryan Zinke will leave his post at the end of the year.
Ryan, I want to thank you for doing such a beautiful job.
And as he did at last month's national season. Christmas tree lighting, Trump praised Zinke, saying he'd accomplished much as Secretary of the Interior. Zinke's played a lead role in Trump's efforts to roll back environmental regulations and promote domestic energy development, something the Center for Biological Diversity calls a slash-and-burn approach that's been absolutely destructive for public lands and wildlife, and one that's not likely to end with Zinke's departure. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, President Trump is pushing the Congress to come up with a replacement for the Affordable Care Act after a Texas judge ruled Friday that it is unconstitutional. As AP correspondent Julie Walker reports, the White House says Obamacare will remain in place for now.
Now that a Republican-appointed federal judge has ruled Obamacare invalid, President Trump says he's going to get the overhaul he's wanted.
On the assumption that the Supreme Court upholds, we will get great, great health care for our people. We'll have to sit down with the Democrats to do it, but I'm sure they want to do it also.
Democrats were united in condemning the judge's ruling, and supporters of Obamacare have vowed to take their fight all the way to the Supreme Court. Republican leader Paul Ryan says the House was not party to the lawsuit and are reviewing the ruling and its impact. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Official.